Transportation complete. Status reports compiling. Surveillance systems deployed and transmitted.
No damage reported. All life forms intact. Cargo unaffected. Time traveler at helm. Megasonic phase distortion devices armed and ready.
We are arriving in the crevice system, which consists of 6 planets, 6 satellites, and 7 asteroid belts. Only the 3 planets you see on the four-deck display screen are habitable. Please direct your attention to your archive monitor. This is typical of a crevice being. As you can see, they are crustaceous, resembling non-planet-specific ocean crabs. Although 1.6 meters in diameter and standing 0.96 meters high, heavily shelled, their bodies are supported by 6 legs, capable of raising the crevice approximately 0.3 meters off the ground. Crevice are slow to accept change, and their fleet ships resemble their creators, heavily armored, capable of assembly, and as tenacious as crab creatures during battle.
Advisory to humanoid boarding parties to the crevice starships. Artificial light source mandatory as crevice onboard illumination is in the infrared spectrum. Headroom in passageways limited to 4.5 meters.
Megasonic distortion has an unusual effect on the crevice, momentarily softening their shells and armor. While this is extremely sensual to the crevice as they experience overwhelming tactile sensations for the first time, they are also aware that their primal armor has been compromised. They emerge from the megasonic distortion in a languid and delirious state that lasts for several minutes. Some crevice have become addicted to megasonic distortion and are willing to trade security for pleasure. Thus, megasonic phase distorters have been outlawed in the crevice system. Black market value is extremely high as trade is banned. Penalty for possession is death by crushing without trial. Please direct your attention to Portside Monitor, Bank 11.
Crevice fleet. Shield attenuated boring torpedoes or sabots are carried on all crevice ships. Ships consist of cruisers and capsules, most refitted rather than redesigned, thus a fleet of heavily armored vessels of an antiquated, bulky design. The crevice originally constructed 5 classes of starships.
Dreadnought, DM. The Dreadnought capsule and claw cruiser combination is a powerful ship. These were kept near the crevice homeworld until needed to defend against invasion. Command Cruiser, CC. The Command Cruiser was the predominant ship in the crevice fleet. It conducted most of the missions of exploration, defense, escort, and on rare occasions, raider. It consisted of the Command Capsule and the Claw Cruiser combination. Light Battle Cruiser, BCL. The Light Battle Cruiser combination consisted of the Battle Cruiser and a Mandible Cruiser. The BCL suffered some of the problems of weak cruiser arms.
Battle advisory. This empire is considered weak when using separate cruisers and capsules. They become more stable when ship units are combined. The crevice should build up their ship strength with armor. You can use the larger capsules as very effective defensive units, but watch out for the ship collector. They do have a higher than average number of weapons on the combined ships, but half of these are usually heavy weapons. Battle advisor out.
This completes the allocated period for the crevice overview. Unless otherwise directed, I will institute transport to the Megad system. Initializing.